Blog Talk Radio.
And gentlemen, welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Yeah, every week, this urban bunch of folks get together and they lay it down type real. Another perspective that you did not see coming. The cast of The Attic includes, of course, co-producer. We got Brother Messenger. We got Baby Sis. And we got Baby Bro. We got Nurse Carmen. And Sister Sippy. And of course, we cannot forget Sister Sunshine. Now sit back, relax, and be entertained by the cast of The Attic.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It is the crew of The Attic. It's Wednesday night, and we are ready to entertain you. It's funny, we pick real shit to talk about and try to entertain you with it. But again, in some of the jokes and laughters, there's some real foul shit going on in this place we call North America, United States of America. And we like to bring the funny as we talk about it. As always, I am heavily armed with a crew consisting of Brother Messenger, Baby Sis, Baby Bruh, Nurse Carmen. Sister Tippy won't be with us tonight. And we are here, ready to get it on.
Said y'all need a new DJ, I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge. An alcoholic.
Hey, what's up? So I appreciate that, Nurse Carmen. I can always depend on that from you. Hey, what's going on? I see I got my muscle with me tonight. What's going on, brother A-Dub?
What's happening? What's going on? What's up, everybody?
All right.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Checking in.
To the cast. Let's jump right into what we want to talk about tonight. We got a couple of interesting topics, but let's start off with some bullshit about, did you know if you are convicted of a misdemeanor, DUI, small crime, did you know you can elect, well, some people can elect to go to private jails?
No.
Did anybody, you know, we were doing research on an article, and again, shame on me for not knowing. But if you are convicted, and again, these are what they call private or pay to stay jails. Now, tell me, before we even get into the story, tell me, the United States has some capitalist son bitches, man. They make money off everybody and everything. But as always, in this, as with most underhanded business schemes, you know who the main commodity for this business venture is. Yeah, same people they used to call slaves. But, you know, again, we're looking at a story about some folks out in where were they from, baby sister? Do you remember?
I think it was Maryland.
Yeah,
Maryland?
Got convicted of some hate crimes.
They were homophobic and racist in nature.
I can't hear what you're saying.
I said they were racist in nature and homophobic.
Okay.
Anti-Semitic and homophobic and racist in nature.
Wow.
What? But they got,
and they were four teenagers. But they got the bottom line is they got weekend jail sentences. The four of them. That's what their punishment was.
Wow.
And a lot of people were upset about it because they didn't feel like the punishment fit the crime.
And that's what started the research, and then I come up on this whole system. I think they call it, there's a law for the Uber law or something to that effect, where a private jails where you go and serve your sentence, usually up to 10 days, it's just crazy, man. And here's a quick example of how you can get to go to a private jail. If you are sentenced to 8 days in jail, you have the option to serve the 8 days over 4 weekends. This can be beneficial to those with work. This can be beneficial with those with work commitments. So again, small time sentences, you know, 10 days, 20 days, you can actually elect to pay to go to jail and go on the weekends. And I'm just simply saying, let's cut the bullshit. If I could pay you to go to jail, how about I just pay you and I keep my ass at home?
What state was this in?
I want to say Maryland. But I'm going to go back and I'll tell you in just a moment.
But again, not even just that case, but this is a national thing. Because again,
yeah, It was Maryland.
Okay, but again, not so much of Maryland, but this is just national. I mean, you get caught on a misdemeanor or a DUI or something to that, you know, small-time charge, you can pay to go to jail pretty much when you want to go to jail.
I guess that's not everyone gets that opportunity, though.
Well, I mean, once again, I don't know what the fee is. I mean, in order to get this, you know, while I was researching, you know, there's a bunch of attorney law firms that say they can do that for you. So, but I'm just saying, I wonder how much you pay how much you pay to go to jail when you want to go to jail. That's got to be a pretty nice damn option, man. I'm sorry.
Part of the prison reform, wasn't that so that a lot of people that are going to prison, they can't even make bail. That was one thing. They were making these bails so high so that you look at the – for instance, if a cat gets locked up in New York City, they're going to send him to Rikers, and they're going to make his bail so high. And the average person that's on the street, you know, of course they're black or brown. They're not – they can't afford bail. So the system is set up just so – you know, when they are arrested, they're put in there and they're stuck in there. You said before about it being a slave system, because while they're in there, once again, they're working. They're making stuff to be sold to the public. So it is.
We kind of talk more on the people who got a little paper and can pay for their jail term. In other words, okay, I don't know how much it costs, but if I'm going to do, say I got sentenced to 15 days, I don't know what kind of bullshit I could possibly do to get sentenced to 15 days, but I got sentenced to 15 days, and I got the paper that I'm going to now go to a private jail. So I'm going to set it up. So my 15 days, I'm going to do 3 days this week, and then next week I'm going to do four. And as long as I'm paying, that seems to be okay. And I'm just saying, if you got paper, that's got to be lovely. But if you don't, that must be messed up to know that somebody can set their own jail terms, man. That's just real different, man.
It's kind of like doing time and installments.
Exactly. That's just what it is. You get to go to jail when you want to go to jail.
Yeah, well, I choose to give you 4 weekends.
Right. And you'd be like, wait a minute. Let me get, like, instead of 4 weekends, let me get 3 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. And we call it even.
Well, in this particular case, the state's attorney says this sentence was justified because, and I'm quoting, he says that this was just a simple prank. So that's why these particular four teenagers got what we're calling this weekend jail sentence.
Now, listen, see, again, you know, now if they teenagers, you know, teenagers, they do stupid shit. Now, if you did some shit that's real stupid and you have to go to jail now, you know, as more and more we read the story, I'm sure them four teenagers, oh, they're going to regret that. The weekend they're going to spend in jail, that's going to be like a life sentence to them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
a lot of people were, I'm sorry, but a lot of people were still saying they wonder, would this have been the same type of sentence had this have been black teenagers?
Oh, so that's the difference. They were white.
No, see, the black kids would have went straight to the youth house.
Wow. Right. These were four white teenagers.
Okay.
That were given a weekend sentence. Correct. For these hate crimes. Mm. Correct.
Mm.
Well, like I
said,
that's
correct. That's why people were upset about it.
I'm just curious, as somebody already mentioned, what kind of crime could we commit that they would only give us 8 days? No matter what we do, we going to get the max.
Oh, we're going to get some time.
Well, no,
yeah.
they weren't 8 days. Correction, these were not 8 days. One of them got 16 weekends, one of them got 18 weekends, and one of them got 9 weekends, and another one of them got 8 weekends.
Yeah, weekend, that's
punishment.
Only 2 days. So I'm saying, yeah, but that's 16 days, 18 days, 30 days. So I'm just saying, you know, again, naturally, the law, you know, justice, they say justice is blind. I think she peeking like a mug, yo. I do. I don't think justice, I think she peeking, man. Because she be like, okay, Bip Connolly, okay, you get 1 weekend. Mustafa Abdul, you just don't come back.
Ooh.
you just go away. You just don't come back, man. So justice ain't really blind. In fact, justice can see so damn good that did anybody catch? Everybody know about Coachella, right? This big music thing they have out in California. In fact, I actually almost went last year because I was out there on an Army mission. And we had some time. Well, I want to say we had some time, but I gave them students 4 days off because I was thinking about going to Coachella. But anyway, my man Kanye, boy. Kanye showed up at Coachella, and he did a performance. And first of all, everybody know, what is it, the Church of Conway? What's this religious thing he got going?
Yeah, I've heard of something that he does, some sort of show where he's having a religious revival or something that he's doing.
Yeah, but no, he got a religion that he calls the something of Conway or whatever. But anyway, at Coachella, he did, I guess, his what we call a music show. He called a sermon, and he was selling gear at Coachella, like socks, $50, sweatshirt with just Holy Spirit written on it, $225. And he was getting a lot of bad press on that, man. So what I want to do is I'm going to go around the panel tonight and ask everybody, man. I don't see what the damn problem is, man. You know, so, baby sis, you think that Kanye was wrong? Because he's selling, they blasted him because he's making money off of religious items. They call it merch. Of religious merch on a holy day. So they want to talk shit about Kanye. What's your feelings about that, baby sis?
What, he did this, what, on Easter Sunday or something? Is that what the issue was?
Yeah, he did it
or
on
just
Easter
the fact
Sunday.
That, or just the fact that he was selling these items, period.
He was selling these items on Easter Sunday. And that plus he was just selling them, period.
Everybody
knows
Kanye
that
be bugging. He Kanye on some other stuff. He just be bugging. Kanye is Kanye. He be bugging.
Well, I think
well,
he's trying to be
a, I got a question.
Go ahead, bro. Tell me what
question.
You think about that.
Okay. How come they don't get T.D. Jakes? He sold his books on Easter Sunday.
See, I knew where to go to get that 1-2 punch. I knew where to go to get that.
Ooh, okay.
I knew where to go to get that.
All of them sell stuff now. Just what? Because Kanye ain't what? Because he was at one time he was a singer. Now he want to be a preacher. Most of those preachers at one time they was pimps. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
They went from pimping to preaching. Baby bro,
really?
Baby bro, tell me what you think about Kanye selling Holy Spirit sweatsuits on Easter Sunday.
Hey, if he can get that off, you know what I'm saying? More power to him. I ain't mad. You know what I'm saying? Jen Jones did it. If you can get people to follow you and buy into your bullshit, more power to you, dude. I ain't mad.
Nurse, call him, man. What you think about him, nurse?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I mean, that's what I said. Kanye is Kanye.
He's going to do what he's going to do.
You know?
Brother A, Doug, what you think about that, Brother A?
I think everybody was upset because he used the word church, and I think they were trying to say that church shouldn't profit from their – I guess that's what they were trying to say. But me personally – I think what Kanye's doing is just another gimmick to sell his stuff that nobody's buying anyway, to be honest.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
Here's what I think. I think if Gucci and Fendi and Christian Dior, if you can get $400 for a shirt, then damn it, Kanye can get $225 for a sweatshirt. Who the hell is anybody to set the price on anybody? That's what I'm saying. I mean, and they want to pit him with that bullshit. It was Easter. He did a religious. I'll tell you what. I'll bet you in every church that had a church, your Easter offering was more. So your Easter sermon was especially for Easter to draw more people into your church.
That's right.
It's all just a money-making scheme, a scam.
That's right.
That's true. When you just cut it right down to it, because none of that money is needed if you really want to do the religious thing right. But they got on Kanye because Kanye ain't doing no more than every big pastoral TV evangelist. That's all. He's hustling people. Just like the rest of them are hustling people. But only thing is, we know for a fact Kanye crazy. We just don't know for a fact that the ministers is on some other stuff. That's all. That's the only difference I see.
I think people should have been more upset that they paid Ariana Grande more money than they did Beyonce.
For her performance. I also heard that the Clark sisters were upset with Kanye because he used some of their music or one of their songs, and they were upset because I guess anybody
they didn't get paid. That's why.
That's what they're upset about. Now that's Kanye writing them a check.
They didn't get paid. That's all that was. They didn't think of it first.
I don't knock the hustle. If you can get somebody to follow up behind your bullshit.
Right.
More power to you.
Right.
Thank you.
Much money. To follow me with my bullshit.
That's all I'm saying.
Everybody's trying to get paid.
Watch this. Because we tried to get 100,000 people to follow our bullshit.
There you go.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what we're doing, man. Everybody's hustling, man.
But like I said, here's the thing with my bullshit. I ain't going to do you like Jim Jones and get you to drink the Kool-Aid at the end.
Again, you know, everybody says there's certain levels to the bullshit. And we're not on that level. We're not even looking at that level.
But again, you know, I can't bullshit. I'm going to have the security take you around back and deal with you.
Yeah, but they gave him like a lot of bad press because the sweatshirts was $225. They really gave him more bad press because of how high priced he had everything. But I'm here to tell you, man, that's some bullshit. Again, selling on Christmas Day, Easter Day, for whatever. If you marketing, then you do what you got to do. And for those folks who want to get mad at Kanye for $225 sweatshirts. It's real simple. Just don't buy the shit if you don't like it.
Was people buying it?
From what's it? Now, because the article was meant to be bad against Kanye, they said he didn't sell what he wanted to sell, but they didn't give a dollar figure. But I do know, when I see pictures of Coachella, I see a lot of folks walk around there with Holy Spirit across their chest. That's all I'm saying. And I think part of the gimmick was, if you bought some of his church clothes when he did that big song for his sermon, tell me he ain't hustling. If you bought some of his church clothes when he did the big song, you was going to be in the video.
Wow.
So in other words, I said, you just paid about $300 to possibly be in a video. That ain't. Now, if you look at it like that, shit, people spend thousands of dollars on mug shots and acting careers to be in a video. It's only going to cost me $300. I think Kanye helping people out. Kanye's a good guy.
I think we're forgetting one thing, man. That's Coachella, whatever they call it. Everybody over there getting high and doing that shit. Come on, man. you know these people. They doing all type of drugs. So you can't really say this is normal behavior. Come on, man. It's not church. I think what they were doing, they were mixing this up and trying to say it's like church. These are not church folks. These are people out there getting high on mushrooms or whatever, tripping.
True.
And you gonna buy whatever he's selling. And plus,
if you rolling at Coachella, more than likely, the greater percentage of people there, you got paper like that, because that shit ain't
they
cheap.
They got paper.
Yeah, that
they
shit ain't cheap, man.
Paper,
that ain't like no little free park in the concert. I mean, free concert in the. Free park in the concert. Free concert in the park. Yeah, you gonna come out your pockets for that, man.
So just who was it that was really, I know they reported it, but when they were saying people was upset, who were the people that was upset?
The people who weren't making no money on it.
Who was the people that was upset? TD?
Everybody wasn't making no money was upset.
So those preachers that they took the congregation members and went to Coachella, those were the ones that was really mad, right? Because it was blasphemy against God.
We say, get your hands out my pocket.
Right.
Get your hands out my pocket, man.
Right.
Yeah. But shit, you know, hey. But again, Kanye, all I can say with your crazy ass, man, do the damn thing, man. You know, you live your best life, man. I mean, all I ask you, man, you know, stop fooling around with Reagan. Stop hanging out with Trump and, you know, take that Make America Great hat and throw that shit in the garbage, man. You know, and just go ahead and do the best you, man.
No, that's just him reaching out. Look, that's messing with Trump. That's him reaching out to another audience.
But he reaching wrong, though. I understand reaching for the audience, but some audiences
when I say audience, I mean that dollar right there, that dollar.
Oh yes, okay, yeah.
That's what I mean. So yeah, if I can get these people here to believe Make America Great, and I'm with this guy here, and they can go out there and buy my stuff, I'm doing good.
Well, now let me tell you something. Go ahead.
I think Kanye is just totally separating himself from the Trump, and I think this is the new Kanye. I think it's just one of his new gimmicks that seems to be working. Just to get away from that Trump stuff, because you notice he's not even talking about Trump no more. He's off that.
No, he sold out on him.
This is something new that he's just doing, and it works. You know, people follow him. You know.
When he was doing that Trump thing, remember, he had an album coming out.
Exactly. He has a purpose for everything that he's doing.
And it works.
People talking about him,
have an album or a movie coming out, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? You kind of like promote it.
I think that promotion went bad for him, but I understand the concept, man. You know, what he probably needs to do.
But even when he was on that Trump shit, you talked about him. And in entertainment, anything is good,
right,
as long
true.
As you're being mentioned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I think that he does things for an effect, just to get people to talk about him, and it works. And like I
yeah.
said, I can't come off the fact this is a modern day Woodstock. Everybody out there high, they ain't in their right mind. Let's stop it. You're not talking about
so they don't know.
Normal shit.
They don't know.
They out of their mind. He could, and everybody mad because they didn't think of it. That's all it is.
That's pretty much what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. You know, they out their mind. He took advantage of it. That's all it is.
Hey baby bro, I got a question for you, man. We transitioning. Why do everybody think that most of your black folks are the only people out here are being federally funded, man?
Because that's the way they portray it. You know what I'm saying? That's the way. It's mostly Republicans that do that, but that's the way they portray that. Like it's black people out here taking advantage of these systems and stuff like that. When actuality is actually more so white people. And especially depending on what city you're in or state. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even with the government subsidizing the farmers. You know what I'm saying? My man went and started this tariff war, and the farmers are losing money, but then he turns around and kicks them a check. And that's all coming from the taxpayers.
Yeah, what we talking about... I'm sorry,
like
go
in
ahead.
Kentucky, I'm just saying, like in Kentucky, you have mostly white people out there that's on, SNAP and assisted programs. You got black people, but it's a more higher percentage of white people that's on that. But they portray it like it's the black and the brown people that's sitting here taking advantage of that. And it's not.
In fact, the top 10 states that are fairly funded are New Mexico, Mississippi, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alabama, Arizona, Alaska, Montana, South Carolina, and Indiana. Those are your top 10 state welfare states or top 10 fairly funded states in. If you put all 10 of them states together, with the exception of Alabama and South Carolina, the rest of them are not really, really black states, y'all. Oh, I'm sorry, Mississippi. The rest of them are not really black states. So when we start looking at welfare and we start wanting to believe that rhetoric that it's most of the minorities that abuse this government system that they want to kick back from, just understand that's just some bullshit. Because it sounds better when they put it in the newspapers and on TV. But as we can see, your fairly funded states are not your New Yorks, your New Jerseys, your Chicagos. They're not even in the top 10.
They're not
and
blue states at all. They're not blue states. They're pretty much all red states.
You got to remember, this system was pretty much made for white people.
Say, but we found out that there was some government dollars to be given away, and we understood the system, and that's what we jumped in it.
There you go.
You know what? You were speaking about farmers, right? A lot of farmers in this country, some of those states, a lot of those are the farming states where they actually have cattle and pigs and so forth. I found out something. A lot of those states right now, they're doing bad. And the reason they're doing bad is because of Trump's trade embargo with China. Because China was the one that was buying all of them pigs. They spend more money than any other country buying our pigs. And now those same states that were producing pigs can't even sell them nowhere. So that's where the funding's coming in to give them welfare. Because these people... can't sell anything because Trump has war with the trade war going on with China. So now he has to show his base that he's taking care of them, so he'll provide them with funding. You understand what I'm saying? Think about
very
that.
Much so.
Because
so to the rest that. Of the world, to the rest of the world, we're looking at it like again because of that, those tariffs and those, they're losing money. But if I'm one of those folks that his embargo has affected, and I'm getting that subsidy check, things is all right for me, because if I'm a farmer, if I'm a pig farmer, I really don't give a shit where them pigs go as long as the bacon goes in my bank. So now, if I can't sell the pigs, and y'all just want to dig a big hole and we dump all these pigs, as long as you pay me, if I'm a farmer, that matters not to me. So as long as they're being subsidized, you're right, it is better for them. They don't feel the crunch as much.
Yeah. He had to do something.
Again, it's just funny, man.
It's
just funny that how people don't look at that, but they look at when it comes to federally funded. Whenever we start talking about welfare, Medicaid, and these federally funded programs, when we talk about them, for some reason, all we think we're talking about are minorities.
But it's not true.
Here's something to think about, and I know we didn't really want to get on them, but as you guys were just mentioning, all of this crazy stuff that the president is doing to hurt people, these people still are in his corner.
Yes, they are.
They still think he's going to make America great. He's steady costing them money day in and day out, but they still think he's going to make America great. And I need somebody to tell me, when was America great? As my man would say, I wait.
1930s and 50s or whatever. That's what he thinks that they're going to bring back. But like I said, some people will cut off their nose. Some people will cut off their nose despite their face.
Wasn't great
and if by
us,
hurting you, that means I might hurt a little bit, I'm all with it.
See, and that's his base. That's his supporters. I will hurt because I know those people that for no sane reason I despise, I know they hurt more. So I'll hurt right now with you, Mr. President, because I know they're hurting more. And eventually, after we hurt them enough, they'll go away, and then you'll be here to make it right for us. But you know,
that there's militiamen, people that are around, you know, the border towns. Do you know they're down there rounding up Mexicans and stuff on their own and holding them?
That's crazy.
Well, again, as our president would like to tell you, it's not his orders that they do that. I mean, he's setting the tone. But it's not his words that make him do that, which kind of lets me transition into our final topic for tonight. Should we impeach that asshole? You think we should have tried to impeach him?
Right now he's blocking all of these different subpoenas that Congress is trying to do. I mean, I know they're trying to go about this the right way with bringing in, you know, Mueller and what was the White House attorney?
McGahn.
McGahn. Yeah, I know they want to bring in all these people and they want to, you know, question them and all of that. I understand they want to do all of that and go through that process, but to me, they were elected, you know, people, the people have spoken and they put Congress in the position to do what they're supposed to do and follow the Constitution, which is if he did something wrong, which Mueller's report has shown that. He obstructed. That was shown in that report. Just follow the law and impeach him. It's not about politics. It's not about, you know, well, if we do that, then the people are going to get upset. But he broke the law. You have to do that.
I mean, to me, you almost have to do that. It's not about if you do that, then people won't want to reelect this one or reelect that one. You have to impeach him.
No, I say just vote his ass out. Vote his ass out, then bring him up on charges.
But it's like
make
the Democrats are almost
citizen.
Scared to do that because they're worried about, well, people won't want to reelect this one or won't want to reelect that one. It's not even about that. It's about he broke the law.
Because see, right now,
I don't think we can impeach him now because right now, the Republicans, you can't, the Democrats can't impeach him by themselves. The Republicans would also have to.
Exactly.
Come on board.
Yeah, and I understand that the Senate will block it, and I get that, but at least do your part. They need the Congress to at least do their part and impeach him. Senate will block it. I get that, and they will.
Okay, to me, that's like calling the cops, and the cops get there and do nothing. That's what the Senate's going to do. And what you got to remember is Donald
you call
Trump.
Them.
Yeah, I know, but Donald
exactly.
Is,
but you at least have to call them.
Hey, I called the cops today on a truck pulling up in my driveway, and nothing happened. They went over there and told
them. You at least have to call them. You have
to
call them. Because
you're
sending the wrong message if you don't do anything. You have to
do
something.
Like,
here's the thing, though.
Just imagine this. Hold on. Just imagine this for a second. You out with your girl. And some big muscle-bound dude disrespect your girl. Now, you look at this dude, and you know you ain't got no win. But you ain't got no choice, man. You got to take that ass with it.
I don't think,
all I got to do is follow that nigga home and catch him, you know.
I think the timing is just not right for impeachment. I think the Democratic Party needs to be concentrating on who they're going to put up to go against Trump. I think it should focus more on the presidential debates that they're going to be coming up. I think
They can do both. You can impeach him and still concentrate on that.
I don't think we can do both. Because right now I don't see nobody stepping forward that can take this man out the White House. And so I think we need to concentrate on putting all the support behind that. And that impeachment, because that impeachment process is going to take a long time. And before you realize
they can do both. They can do both. They really can.
Now, what you got to realize is this. Donald Trump is doing his little shit, but you got to also remember Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell right now is doing a lot of shit that people ain't paying attention to. He's doing some shit, too.
I just can't believe they're going to let him get away with all of that stuff.
Not,
I can't believe they're going to let him get away with all of that. That's crazy.
He's doing shit because they're rolling back shit. Mitch McConnell and them, they're rolling back shit. Congress. Yeah, they got somebody in there. They see, okay, we can do this shit now and get away with it. We got somebody in there for us. Let's protect him.
What they're doing, what Mitch McConnell is doing, and the reason why you can't impeach him, right? Well, you've got to build up a strong enough case, and I know for
and yes, do that. By all means, do that.
Listen, for us that have paid attention to what's going on, it's a no-brainer. But we've got three-quarters of the United States of America that don't even give a shit. They don't know what's going on. Right, and so if you bring up impeachment charges, and Trump's got the bully pulpit, and all the little news that they do here is how he's talking about how they trying to get him. This is, and they already don't, you know what I mean? And that's all they hear because they'll hear Trump more than they'll hear Rachel or anybody else. So if all they hear is Trump saying that they trying all kind of trickery to get him, then that's going to build up a dislike. And if
and
we
and it's
if
gonna
we
drag
do that.
Right into the- It's going to drag
right
into
and
the
then
election.
Then they'll blame the Democrats and the little power that they did have, they lost that too. So they've got to calculate it. They've got to be able to bring up these hearings and somehow or another let the American people really know. Not just a little 10 or 15%. They've got to get 60, 70% of the people on board to what's really happening. And when they do that, then they'll go to impeachment. They can't just jump right into
Isn't that what I just said? That's what I just said. Bring those people in. Mueller already set the stage. He gave them all of that stuff in the report. He gave that to them.
He gave all of this stuff to them. Bring in Mueller. Bring in that lawyer from the, like I just said, whatever his name is. Not Barr, the other one. Bring him
in. Here's the thing. What he's doing, he's throwing roadblocks.
And finish investigating whoever you need to. When you're done with all of that, impeach. And
but he's
still have whoever you're going to have running in these primaries. Have all the people still run.
He's throwing roadblocks at them. As far as the people that Mueller already talked to, now he's saying he don't want them to go back and talk to Congress, even though they already
talked
to Mueller.
Yeah, he's blocking all of that.
Yeah.
Trump blocking
so
all of that.
What he's doing is pretty much mucking this shit up. He's mucking this shit up for the next couple of months, maybe another year or two. So
that's
by the time you figure all this shit up,
we'll be
the election
right.
will
we'll be into
it.
The election.
Yeah.
And that's my point. I think the timing is just not right. And I think we need to just concentrate on getting the right candidate. That's what I think we need to be concerned with. I think what we need to stay on his ass, though, so even when he does get out of the White House, he's got some charges on him. I think they should never go away. I'm not – because impeachment means
I think the time frame will pass. Isn't there some kind of time limit to how,
when he can be charged
with it?
No, he's got a lot of charges on him. Even when he's out of the White House, him charges will be sitting on his ass. That's what I'm thinking. Because I don't think pushing him out is the focus. I really think we should just get enough charges, build on him, and focus on getting the right person, you know, in the White House to run against him, a Democratic candidate to run against him. And then, at the end of all of that, take care of his ass when he got out of the White House. Make sure that he faces every crime that he did. I would rather see that than to waste our time doing that. I really do. Because if you're looking at these polls every week, I mean, you're neck and neck. I mean, who you got? You got Biden going to announce his candidacy tomorrow. They're saying that Biden's going to jump ahead of everybody. And so now everybody going out here saying all of these different speeches and having these town hall meetings, Biden's going to come and push them all aside. So now he's going to have to take some of these same thoughts that some of these other candidates were already putting out, and he's going to have to try to bring that into his fold, all the stuff about college and so forth and about reparations. He's got to start answering that. We need to get concrete answers for who we're going to put in the White House before we go about getting this.
You know what's so funny, though? You know what's so funny? For those people who are anti-Trump, it just seems so clear that he must leave. He should not be reelected. Because me personally, I'm going to tell you something. And again, we knew he was a crook when they elected him. I say, let that man do the rest of his term. And again, I mean, now I would block him from running for reelection. In exchange for that, just get your ass out the White House and just keep getting on. That would be me.
That's going to hurt him anyway.
No,
that's my
point. Just saying,
if they keep
you the president,
on him, right.
Let him go. Let him be. But now tell him, you get a pass,
right.
Donald, but your kids and your family
It's not a pass for impeachment. I'm not saying it's a pass. No, punish him. Get charges on him, but concentrate on the election. That's what we need to do. We're still not sure who we want to go up against him. Who can be there? We're still not sure. Come on now. Let's think about that. Nobody can definitively say out of 20 of them damn people which one is going to run the country can go up against him. Nobody. Everybody got some. Think about that. We need to be more concerned.
Well, you know why?
20.
Because one reason why is at some point, when it gets to, okay, we pass impeaching, we're going to let him stay, and we're now on the campaign stage. At some point, somebody's going to wake up and realize you can't politic against a gangster like he's a congressman. Okay? This shit don't match, man. You can't come at him like that.
I was talking with a friend of mine, and that's what we were saying. You need somebody to come out there and talk that same shit he be talking.
Exactly.
You gotta come out there talking that political correct shit. That's not gonna cut it. You gotta go out there and get in his ass you know what I'm saying, streetwise, if you want to call it that. But you got to get in his ass.
That's exactly what I want to call it.
I say at least 17 of them candidates need to just sit down.
Oh, yeah, but they're not.
And that's what I'm saying. And this is going to do nothing but just muck up the situation, and we're going to mess around, and his ass going to be right back in the White House. Watch what I'm telling you. We better
see, this shit was like, when he first started running, this shit was like, remember that American Idol? Remember, there used to be that bad singer, and as a goof, they would keep voting that bad singer back to come back.
Right.
And that's what they thought with Donald Trump. You know, he was funny. He was getting free. He didn't need to buy no TV time because the cameras was always in his face. That's how America got to know Donald Trump. Oh, he's funny. And they kept voting him back, bringing him back until, okay, now there's a showdown, and he lucked up and got up in there.
Did anybody see what Kamala Harris is doing now? She just announced now that her high, what did she, how did she put it? Her high staff members of what on her campaign, they're all women of color. Okay, so now what is that going to do? So she's trying to say, I got all the black women, so that's going to get all the black women to vote. I mean, this is getting out of control here. You know, when you look at that. That's not going to get me to vote for her because her staff is a bunch of black women. I mean, we can't be that stupid to think that listen, you need more. We need our sisters. Of course we do. But we need a lot more than just that. I mean, I think...
Let me ask
you
a question,
though. What's that?
I mean, the question is, Donald Trump gave you a lot less than that, and he won. Now, let me tell you something.
I understand that.
Even with the alleged help from the Russians... I mean, don't get me wrong. He got, 2 million less votes, a million less votes? Well, he got votes.
We need white women, too. We need white men. We need a lot more than just that.
What we need to do is we have to work
Democrats that turned Republican during that election. And just a black woman bringing black women in is not going to do that. We got to think better than that.
Okay? Watch this, though. There are probably more black women per capita than white men. So all I'm saying, I don't know about that fact. I just
but Kamala
that
Harris ain't
going to
get them to vote.
There's going to be a lot of different pockets of people that's going to converge when we get closer to the primaries. Everybody's getting their clicks. But again, as you get knocked out, your click got to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's like the playoffs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, everybody's out there. Everybody's getting their clicks. But by the first campaign earmark, if you haven't raised so much money, you out. So that's going to knock some people out. Their people got to go somewhere. So again, it's going to build up. And, I think it's just fucked up, man, that we have to scramble that hard to find a person to get more votes than a person who is messing this country up right now.
And it seems to be
overwhelming majority agree that he got no business with his ass there. But yet, we got any Democrat right now, the way he runs this country and the shit that he do. Any person who runs against him should win. Anybody. Because remember, he came in here with no damn experience. Denzel Washington should be able to run for president and beat his ass, man.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want reparations? Do you think that as a black person, do you want reparations? Are we ready for reparations? Because that's what everybody keeps saying to these candidates. What about reparations? Do you want reparations? Are we ready as a black race to accept reparations? The average, let me tell you, I'm black, I love my black people. Let's keep it 100, though. Black people, what are they going to give us? $1,000 a year or whatever, $2,000? How much money are they going to give us? And are we ready to take that money and to invest it into something? The average black person to take that money, I'm talking about some person who maybe doesn't understand wealth, and stocks, they're going to take that money and spend it before they even got it. So that's not going to help nothing to me.
Well,
and that's a joke when they
say, let me tell you something, bro.
If y'all remember on Dave Chappelle's show, they did a skit on that.
They're buying Cadillacs and stuff like
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody went out and bought a Newport truck.
Until we're educated on wealth, on ownership, you see what I'm saying? Where they're going to take this money, it's going to be invested into some sort of IRA for our children, for your future, something like to hand some black person a check who was never educated on how to save and to put money away for their future. It's just going to be spent money, and that's a joke. And I'm getting sick of these politicians saying, you know, pandering to that. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about it. That's the
Let
most
thing
saying that now. We're going to
$2,000 a year check. A $2,000 a year check every year to anybody. Again, it don't make up for nowhere near the shit that our people went through.
It doesn't.
But I'll take that goddamn check. If I smoke that check, fine.
But
if I drink it, fine. That's $2,000 free, man.
But when the Jews were liberated from the Germans during the Holocaust, the United States beat the Germans to death and made them pay every Jew back. Made them do that. They had to pay them back. Paid them money. When the Japanese were putting them in internment camps, the United States fought and gave them money back. You see what I'm saying? Gave them money. You see what I'm saying? But and here we are, 2020, and we still talking about reparations from slavery. Come on now. We need to get off of that too. We need to look at something different for black people, where it's education, growth in our community. Everybody, you know, looking for a check. That's not going to satisfy me.
It ain't going to satisfy you nowhere near that. But I'm telling you, listen, if they give it out checks, don't get me wrong. Those who invest. Those who drink. Well, that's one time a year every year you're gonna get to drink.
Those who piss it away.
You can't make that up to us. But you know,
I don't see that helping us. I'd rather see it put into our schools, into our education. I'd rather see it put into something that's gonna better our future than it is. Because we were never taught to save or know anything. We were still slave minded in that sense.
But you know what?
Brother, I hear you. But one of the things in which you're missing, and I hear exactly what you're saying, and that's the only way we can really come up if we get pool our resources together and make something.
Exactly.
But it's hard to tell somebody right now that's living off of $50 to save $2,000. It's hard to tell them that. Regardless, like the co-producer was saying, if they're going to buy whatever they buy with it, it's hard when you've only had, for the last year, you've only had $200. Then all of a sudden you get $2,000. You think I'm saving that? It's just hard. And so trying to get people to do that, because if you really look at it right now, we've got enough black people with money that we could do some things.
But that's been our problem forever and a day.
That's been our problem. We won't get together. We will watch everybody else and we'll get mad. We make jokes about Mexicans because they got 50,000 people living in one house. But they pooling their resources together.
So is it safe to say we think that we shouldn't impeach Donald Trump?
What was that?
Is it safe to say Donald Trump should be impeached?
No, we should do it. We just got to do it right. But yes, we should impeach him and lock him up, build a special jail, name it after him, and let him and his family stay up in it. Because they've been doing some dirty stuff, not only the last 4 years, but for the last, do you know, this guy has gotten out of paying almost $500 million in taxes over the years?
I think impeachment would be too light, to be honest with you. Because impeachment, you don't go to jail after you get impeached. You just get kicked out of your job. I think impeachment is too light. Me personally, I think he needs to get in trouble. He needs to be paying fines. He needs to have some of his businesses taken away from him that he got illegally or that he dealt, you know, using Russian conspiracy to get whatever. He needs to be punished in that sense. His pockets need to be hit. The only thing I think it would hurt him if his pockets were hit.
Right.
more.
Well, you're
so
right, and that's what New York. That's what New York
that's
is.
What
there's
I
like,
yeah,
like
that's what the lawyers in New York gonna do. They gonna get them a neck
right.
camp. They gonna get them there. They gonna get that.
That's
they gonna handle
saying.
That part.
Let's focus on that. Hit him in his pocket when he out of the White House. Because well, we need to get somebody that can actually push him out of the White House.
But believe it or not,
him.
that impeachment will hurt him because that bothers him to the utmost that he doesn't want that mark on his presidency. That impeachment, that would drive him insane because he does not want that on his presidency.
Yes,
no,
he wants him to do that
so he can use that to rally his base. So that's what you understand.
Truth of the matter.
He needs to fight.
Truth of the
matter. If they impeach him or not.
Truth of the matter, he could care less about impeachment, but
yeah.
he know if he get impeached, then they coming after him with everything else. The presidency is the only thing that's saving him from them digging a mud hole in everything he got. So that's why the presidency means so much. If they was to impeach him and never bother him, he'd be fine with it.
I think the whole thing was set up as a stall tactic. Just like this is what I believe. I think the reason why that whole report and all this took as long as it did and took up all this time so you can get closer to this election is a smokescreen. I think that's what they did.
I think that was a bitch move on Mueller's part. I think that was a bitch move, man. I do.
Mueller can't bring him up on charges. Mueller can't bring him up on charges. He can only suggest to Congress, who's going to read his report or whatever, or the Attorney General, that this is what, you know, like
but
they
look
said.
Look how long it took, though. I mean, this all was delayed. It took this, look at that. All this time. Now we're getting into 2019, and now it's released. Right around this time when you're trying to push your candidates forward, I'm telling you, we've been duped. This country has been duped. We've always been duped, and this is just another way of them doing it. I'm telling you.
Well, okay, you say Mueller can do it.
One
of the things you got to understand too, this so-called thing with Mueller, this ain't even a law. This is just they got together and said, okay, we're not going to bring any charges up against the president. That's not a law that they can't do it. That one department said we ain't going to do it, and so nobody does it. So technically when he said he could go and shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, he was correct. Because it's not a law. I thought
Mueller couldn't bring him up on charges, but when Mueller gave it to the Attorney General, it's the Attorney General's call.
Not his call. It's Congress. The Attorney General, you did that summary on your own. You really wasn't supposed to do nothing except hand it to Congress.
That's because that's Trump, man. He's reading it and downplaying it like nothing happened. That's why. But if that was a real Attorney General, he would have said, yeah, according to this here report, Donald Trump was doing some stupid shit, getting away with some stupid shit. And then he'll kick that over to Congress, and then they would do the impeachment thing. But because that guy, you got to remember, the Attorney General, before you even got the job, you wrote your resume talking about how you don't think a president should be impeached and all that. That's how you got the job. And that's why you put in place to downplay this.
They've been setting everything up for the longest. Look how long. And this has been going on, and look at how many people he done fired, you know, around him. This has been set up for him, and I'm not saying he's the smart one in this. Please don't misunderstand me. He got smart people around him. Trust me. And they've been setting this up for a long time. They've been allowing him to fire people, silence people, do everything in all this time just to stall as a stall tactic, just so this conversation can be had right now and you're not focused on the big picture. Trust
see,
me what
you
I got to
remember. You got to remember, the people he had in there, they knew the law. So they wasn't going to break the law for him. But eventually, if you keep trying, you'll get some people in there that will do what you want them to do. That's why everybody was signing.
He got them now. He got everybody in there. He's listening to everything he wants them to do.
Exactly.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hold on one second. That's going to bring our podcast to a close today because we probably could have went on for about an hour. Hey, but listen, I thank the cast and our guest, A-Dub, for hanging out with the Attic tonight. And to the podcast audience, again, please go to Blog Talk Radio and click on follow Hodge to Hodge Podcast. I thank everybody for coming out tonight. Hey, Cass, have a wonderful evening. Talk to you next week.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.